recorded live.
You're listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocaching, where you'll hear tips and tricks, interviews with cachers, and lots more. Welcome back. This is episode 14 of the Geocaching Podcast. My question here is, did anyone get a chance to plant an event cache after last week's episode? If so, drop us a line at 206-350-3GPS and let us know what it is, and maybe we can make it to it. Remember, guys, we are live today. Phone number 724-444-7444 is the phone number to call in on, and the TalkCast ID is 7525. If you don't have a PIN or an ID, please use the PIN 436-222-4302. That's geocache 02 on the PIN pad. So anyways, here's my second question, I guess it is, of the night. Is anyone running Ubuntu Linux? And if so, is there any programs for geocaching out there? I just started putting that on my laptop. I want to know if there's any geocaching programs we can use for Linux. I looked at geocaching.com, and I didn't find any. So I was wondering if you guys had seen any that you guys know of, or any other tips for Ubuntu Linux. This is my first time running Linux, so I know that's not really a geocaching question, but it kind of is because I'm looking for programs for geocaching. So actually, our show tonight is going to be fairly short because we it's just a short week, a few updates we need to let you on it. Denise actually left a comment on our website at geocachingpodcast.info. It's just too hot for me to concentrate tonight. It's geocachingpodcast.info, and Denise said that she just wanted to make a brief comment or two about path tags. She said a welcome page on the pathtags.com is a little bit out of date because the starter kit at $99 includes 50 path tags, not 25 like I said last week. The welcome page on pathtags.com did say it was 25 tags, but she's saying that it has 50 path tags, so that's even a better deal than we thought originally. And she said also that the path tags community is growing quite quickly, from less than 100 designs in December to almost 400 designs at the end of May. That's a huge jump. And she said that she's done 5 designs. 2 of them were for different fundraisers for their son and their Taekwondo club. And the other one that they did was for their own signature item for geocaches that they find, especially when they're on vacation. So that's really something that she uses them for. And she said that, as soon as they turned their tag in for trading, they received about 50 trade requests, and now they have over 80 unique designs in their collection. So for those of us who are newer to geocaching, she says they're a quick, quite inexpensive way to play around with different designs before taking the plunge onto a personal geocoin. Well, thanks, Denise, for taking the time to update us on that pathtags.com information and just how you use path tags. Next thing that I'm going to be talking about right now is I'm actually looking for a co-host. I'm looking for someone in this podcast that will help co-host with me. If you feel that you have what it takes to be on this podcast and you want to help co-host with me, send your applications, if you will, to enter either via email at xpunkx@geocachingpodcast.info, or you can call them in to 206-350-3GPS. That's 206-350-3477. And by application, what I really mean is give a little example of how you sound and if you had an experience being on air or podcasting before, which isn't necessary. Just kind of want to see how you sound. So call 206-350-3GPS or leave an email at xpunkx@geocachingpodcast.info. Next thing and last order of business that I'm actually going to be talking about tonight is IamFrog2002, who we had on an interview on the show before, has now informed us that his coins have been shipped and they should be in to him soon. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, well, first off, he said that he'd give the podcast listeners a discount, but also he's being kind enough to actually give us one of his coins to give away to one of our listeners. So what are we going to do to give it away? Well, here's what we're going to do. Anyone who's listening live on TalkShoe during the month of June will be entered into the drawing for a coin. To listen live in TalkShoe, you just need to go to TalkShoe.com, sign up. This is a free process. They won't sell your name. They don't. You don't get spam. I promise. Then on Tuesdays, just go to our website at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and click the button in the right that says Live Now. And click. And once you click that, you'll be taken to the TalkShoe page for our podcast. Or go directly to TalkShoe.com and put in our show ID 7525 and click the big purple button that says Listen, Text, or Talk Live. And you'll be in the chat room with everybody else. You can shape the way this podcast is, and you'll be entered into the drawing. Or you can call in live instead, but you'll still need to have the TalkShoe.com pin. So you'll need to go and sign up to TalkShoe.com and get a pin. Anyone who calls in or is on the chat room for the month of June will be entered into the drawing. You can enter once a show. That means there are four Tuesdays in June, so you can sign up four times. Then on the first podcast in July, we'll draw out names to see who the lucky person is and who will win the coin. So, guys, tell your friends, listen live in June. That way you can be entered into this drawing to win the I'm Frog 2002 coin. So pass that on. Go ahead and sign up. And like I said, to enter, all you need to do is just listen live in June by either listening live or calling in and actually shaping how this episode is. Like I said, the number to call in is the 724-444-7444. Just type in our TalkCast ID 7525, and you can be on a show. So, and you'll be entered into the drawing, and then the first show in July, we will actually give away the coin. So with that, I want to thank you, everybody, for downloading this episode and just making this podcast what it is. So keep on cashing. Go out there and go get them, and see you next week. Some of the music on the show today was provided by the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.